We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is The Drive on KFH.
Hello, everyone. It's a Tuesday edition, The Drive, KFH Radio, right here. Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz with you until 6 o'clock. We got the great Max Power engineering the show and the semi-great Andrew Hamley over there producing this show, 869.
Why are you taking shots at Andrew?
1240. Well, I don't know Andrew as well. It appears that he's on a path to greatness.
Do you know Max really well?
No, Max and
What's his middle name? When's his birthday?
Maximilian Jefferson Power.
I don't think
Close?
That's it.
I like it.
There you go. How are you? How's your weekend? I haven't talked to you in a while. I've been laying low.
What for?
Just avoiding confrontation.
Confrontation? I don't confront anybody.
What are you doing? What have you been up to?
Got a TV. I'm really excited about it.
Why didn't you get a big one?
Because I didn't want a big one.
Have you seen mine?
Yeah, I'm not that guy. I'm not a materialistic. I just wanted a TV.
But don't you want something you can see?
I can see it. I love it.
25 inch?
It's 24 inches.
The last time 25 inches was considered a big television.
I didn't ask.
It was 1971.
I don't care, and I didn't want a big TV.
Did they laugh at you when, I'd like one of your
24-inch. No, I said I want a small one I can just put on a little end table and watch.
Well, I'm surprised they even had it. Where'd you shop?
Best Buy.
They had to take you into the closet.
No, we're in and out of there in 15 minutes, if that. The Roku television.
Well, how close do you sit to it to be able to see it?
It's over there in the back toward the window, and I'm on the couch. It's good.
That's a surprising purchase.
No, I've wanted to do that for a while. I'm not going to get a huge TV to sit in a little room and
Have you seen mine? I'll ask again.
I don't care about your TV.
That's 60 inches just coming right at you.
Yeah, well, that's
like you're in
unnecessary.
It's like you're in the scene, man. It's like when you see a car chase, you feel like you're right there.
Do you have ESPN Plus by any chance?
No.
Oh, man, you need it.
What's ESPN Plus?
ESPN Plus is like Netflix for ESPN. It's got all the 30 for 30s on it, literally all of the 30 for 30s, every single one. It's got all the E60s. It's got the Kobe show. You can watch live ESPN. It's just astounding for $5 a month.
$5 a month.
Yes.
Do I need to? You keep adding these $5 a month, and eventually you're paying $140 a month like I am.
Not really. That's not at all what we're paying.
It's close.
No.
What do you have now?
I got
Roku. How much is that?
What do you mean?
What is it?
The
TV. Explain it.
It's just a TV with apps on it.
TV?
Yes. You could get a Roku device, apparently, but I didn't want that. I wanted the TV. I wanted my apps on it. Let's go.
I don't get
it. Got WWE Network, MLB, Hulu, Netflix, ESPN Plus. Done. Right there. That's all you need.
And what are you paying a month?
Oh, 10 for WWE, trade it for MLB.
Are you robbing somebody's password?
No, we trade WWE for MLB.
What do you mean?
I use their MLB. They use my WWE. It ends up
Who's
in about
they?
The Griffiths.
Well, that's illegal.
Illegal or not, that's what it, that's
well,
how
we
do it.
Well, you just confessed to a federal crime.
I don't think it's a federal
crime. It's a federal. What do you think it is?
Probably
the FCC is the first letter there. That's federal.
Good. I hope they come and get us. So $10 for WWE, about $8 for Hulu, $5 for ESPN. There you go.
What are you paying for Netflix?
$30 million. Who knows?
This is not good. You're confessing to a crime.
How so?
You just said you trade the...
Yeah, everyone on Earth does that. So if they come for me, they'll come for everybody.
At some point, won't they restrict that?
Well, it's been years and they haven't, so I assume not.
All right, word association, John Gant, go.
Change up.
Had you guys off balance.
Oh, rain
all
delay,
night.
Hot after a travel day, new
Outstanding performance.
Put him in again tonight, and we'll light him up.
Outstanding performance by John Gant last night.
No, he did fine. I wasn't that impressed.
7 innings, 1 hit, and that hit bounced off the third base bag.
Yeah, it was a nice hit.
What a way to start that series.
Well, we'll win the next 2, and then who cares?
Well, you got Kluber going tonight. You'd think you'd win that one.
We
but
will.
Carlos Martinez needs to rise to the occasion.
Who do we have tomorrow? Is that Shane Bieber?
Yes.
Against
Justin's brother.
Oh, more or less. Do whatever you need to make fun of him, but he'll dominate.
That was wonderful to watch last
night. Well, good. I'm glad you have that. Everything is going to change tonight. You might not even get 1 hit.
It may not. The last time the Cardinals faced Kluber, he struck out 18. So I'm not exactly optimistic, but hey, we got 1 game.
Exactly. Feel good about it.
And they're 4 games out, and as poorly as this, I don't know. Listen, give me a chance to have some level of excitement. Okay?
You have it, but do the Indians even care? I mean, the game's delayed. They're out in St. Louis. It's humid. They're 8 up in the division. That's a throwaway. Have fun with it, Cardinals.
Fine. Throw it away. Throw it away.
We did.
We'll take it. You want to throw this one away tonight? We'll take it, too.
We might, and we'll still win because Kluber's on the mound.
It doesn't matter. I'm happy for a rare time this baseball season. So on the way over, I'm listening to KFH because I'm a loyal part-time employee.
Sure.
And Will Cain's on there, and he's got some idiot on. Talking about baseball, and this moron can't name 5 players outside anywhere. I don't know
who
it was. Jeff Darlington. So I don't know who it was. Some offensive lineman from the NFL that they hire to come in and talk about the NFL, because the only thing you have to be able to talk about on ESPN radio is the NFL. If you can talk about the NFL, you have a job for life.
Seems like it.
It's maddening. So they're talking about the conversation turns to Mike Trout. And, well, this guy doesn't even know what position he plays.
Well, it's bad radio.
I know he's not a pitcher. I'm pretty sure he's not a catcher because the pictures I've seen, he's not in catcher's gear. And Will Cain eventually just lights him up and says he plays third base. And then he goes to break. So I tweet Will Cain. I tweeted him.
Well, obviously he was joking.
He says he was, but it didn't sound like a joke.
Did he tweet back at you?
It did not sound like a joke. Okay? That's what he said. He said I was joking. But I don't. Yes, he tweeted back. Here's the tweet exchange. Does anybody care?
Yes.
Hold on. Did Will Cain just say Mike Trout is a third baseman? Wow, I think I heard that. Will Cain tweets back, nah, you didn't hear that. I feel your pain, but you could own it, I say. And he does something, hashtag StayMe70.
What does that mean?
I have no idea.
Let's find out. Did you click on it?
No. I have no idea what StayMe70 means. Do you have? Why don't you know?
Because I don't care.
That's the only, not the only reason you're on the show, but a primary reason you're on this show is to understand hashtags. Okay.
Well, it's a Will Cain thing, and I don't know what it means.
You don't know what it means. Well, don't we have to know what it means? StayMe70.
I don't know. I don't know what it means.
Because when he came back from the break, he said, oh, you guys think you got me and all this stuff, and I was joking. And I don't believe he was joking.
Well, get him on the show. He's doing his own show right now.
In a court of law, raise your right hand, Will Cain. Do you promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Were you joking when you said Mike Trout is a third baseman? Under oath, he would say no. I messed up. I know nothing about baseball.
Yeah.
Do you not have StayMe70?
I don't know
yet?
What it means. And I mean, it's Will Cain. And of course.
So it's his thing?
It looks like it, yeah.
Is it like, screw you, dude, or what? What does it mean?
I don't know what it means. Somebody has to know.
We need
stay
to
get, me 7-0.
Have you done a Google for it?
Yes, I don't know what it means.
When you clicked on the hashtag, what it, where did it take you?
Will Kane something, and it's stay me 7-0.
Right.
Not 7-0. I don't know.
Oh, brother. This is alarming.
Stay me 70.
Yeah, 70.
Speaking
not
of 70. Alarming, when we talk about your Twitter poll today, I'm alarmed, but maybe we'll get to that later.
Well, we'll talk about it. Twitter poll today is sponsored by Cindy O-H-R-O. Should the Royals...
Stay mellow.
Huh?
Stay mellow.
Is that what it means?
Apparently.
What is it?
Stay mellow, as in...
What's the 7
Carmelo.
Mean?
I don't know.
All right, let's... Andrew's going to answer your phone calls, 869-1240. This show is a phone call-oriented show. Has been
to a degree.
It has been from the day we went on the air. Jordan, you're the first up on the drive today. What's up?
I'm happy to be the first one up, guys. I was just going to come in and chime in on the Stay Me 70 thing. Have you figured it out yet?
Apparently, Jeff, it's not something to do with Jeff Carmelo Anthony.
Apparently, we need to stay mellow.
Right, exactly. Yeah, that's what Carmelo Anthony started calling himself on Twitter, and his hashtag is Stay Me 70, but it's... I guess it means mellow. So stay mellow, Jeff, is what Will
So Will Kane's telling me to mellow out.
Yes, even though I agree with what you said, 100%.
Did you hear it?
Yeah, I was listening to Will Kane as well. I was like, you know what? That might have been a little much.
That did not come across as him joking, did it?
No, I didn't really get that. I thought he was a bit too harsh there. But, you know, hey, that's Will Kane. He kind of does that kind of thing, I suppose.
All right, thanks, Jordan. I did not – listen, if I'd known he was absolutely joking, of course I'm not going to tweet him. My interpretation was, he's third base.
I would have to guess
because
that he's
joking. he didn't really jump in earlier in the conversation to say much about Trout. I don't think he knows baseball past the palm of his
hand.
Well,
he probably doesn't.
That's a shame.
And it's unfortunate that we still have to be having this conversation about Mike Trout, who's one of the greatest players in the history of the
game. And this moron, excuse me, for lack of a better word, this guy that had barely heard of Mike Trout, I don't want to hear him. He has no place on my radio.
No, and if it's just to say,
well, nobody's heard of Mike Trout. That's like me trying to talk about some midfielder for Paraguay in the World Cup. I don't know it. I don't have any idea.
Mike Trout's good. He's got the exact same number of homers as Jose Ramirez. So he must be good. But for someone to get on radio and talk about him that way, it's disheartening.
And then Will Kane says, I'm about stories, and there's just no stories in baseball. Look a little deeper. Makes me angry. Baseball's
well, you, weren't you the guy with Richard Justice on and said that you were tired of the game?
Look, I'm tired of the Cardinals. They have not been an exciting team this year.
Well, there aren't many.
Jim, you're on the show.
Well, I'm away from the radio, and this was just a spontaneous call. But did you get out the Echo Springs by the court last night at 10 o'clock and start celebrating?
Jeff?
What does that mean? Is that stay me 70,
Does that have anything to do with Carmelo Anthony, Jim?
Well, no. Last night or yesterday night, the Cardinals won their 10,000th game.
Yes, they did.
And so that, to me, is big news and so forth. So if you guys have big news like that and love the Cardinals and so forth and then badmouth them, you know, you guys don't know how to drink anymore. You don't know anything about baseball or something. I can't figure it out.
Thanks, Jim. What? We don't like to drink anymore?
We don't know anything about baseball or something.
I know something about baseball. I watch the game virtually every day. I'm invested in the game. I'm not that invested in the American League because we already know what's going to happen. So count me as a National League guy, even more so than usual.
Well, yeah, your favorite team's in the National League.
Right, but I mean, there's not...
It's not the American League's fault that all the good players and teams are in the American League. It's not...
Tanking, I don't think I like it. There's nothing worse than a bad baseball team because it's every day. The Royals know this, and Royals fans know this. Yeah, you won a championship. I give you that. Congratulations. But I would question, do you want to win a championship once every 20 years?
Yes.
To go through horrific seasons for 12 years?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
What about my team that's good every year? It's just to what degree?
You're okay.
No, they're good every year. I just said, to what degree?
Are the good. Cardinals good?
This year, they're five or six over 500.
They're all right.
They're all right. They're not great, I said, to what degree, right? They're good. They're more good than they are bad.
Okay.
Right?
I guess I'll give that to
you. So there's a degree of good. Yeah, I'd love for them to be in the playoffs every year.
But if they were in the American League, they'd be 13 out. And
like they were from 96 to 2011. Virtually every year they were in the playoffs. That you get hooked on that as a fan.
I need to check that.
Well, they missed a couple years. 96 they went. Then they had a couple down years under La Russa. But I think they went 12 of his last 15 years. Some ridiculous thing like that. And how good is that?
It's good.
No, it's great.
They were in the playoffs in 96, 2000, 01, 02, 04, 05, 06, 09, 11, 12, 13, 14.
You just said it. That's almost 15. Every year.
Yeah, once it started to get much easier to get to the playoffs, sure. How many series did they win?
You could not handle the success that I've handled. In my life.
I have no idea what that means.
Pastor Mike, you're on the show.
How you guys doing?
We're good.
I'm always good. Fired up, it seems, Pastor Mike.
Does seem to be so. So, yeah, I had texted both you and Jeff an article that was pretty deep about how important baseball is to actually civilization. It's quite interesting. My son-in-law, who's a brainiac professor at Missouri State, said you'll like reading it. It was a very hard read for me, but doesn't know.
Well, if it doesn't use big words, I'll delve in.
It does use big words. That's a problem. It talks about how it really epitomizes something different that America has than any other sport, football or soccer or others, because of its finishing in a circle or around the base pass. And anyway,
but my point is, Pastor Mike, if I'm going to listen to my radio on the way over here and they're going to denigrate baseball, I'm not going to listen anymore.
Yeah, no, I don't disagree. And you're right about ESPN should probably just be ENFL. Because, that's kind of...
Now, listen, I'm on an ESPN station. There's a lot of good that comes from that. I'm just saying, my deal today was, I don't need to hear some ex-offensive lineman who doesn't know anything tell me he doesn't know about baseball. I don't need to hear that.
Right, no. And they talked about the inner city stuff and things. And I thought about you earlier on the show. I don't know if you heard him talk about that, about getting those from the inner city to play baseball. But I certainly will make an impact, and you're doing that. I know you were reaching out to others to try to recognize that, maybe expand it. But clearly, like I said, my son-in-law hears me talk about it all the time, so he gave me this article, and I put on my thinking cap. And I thought, wow, that's really – good, deep stuff.
My plan, Pastor Mike, and I want your opinion on this, my plan is to become a little bit of a nuisance to people about trying to get some recognition for League 42.
There you go.
And the fact that what we're doing here is trying to lead kids to baseball, we're doing the job that MLB says it wants done.
Right. No, you expanded unbelievable ways. You're kind of becoming like a preacher.
Well,
provoke people to come back to church because I know it's good for them. And so I'll put a little, put a little rod in the back end of somebody saying, hey, listen, you need to do this because it'll make your life better. And I certainly think that's what League 42 can do with all those kids. And you're experiencing because you're out there on the diamond every day. This is a philosophical. So you're out there doing it and it should be recognized. And I think it should be spread throughout the country as best we can, because they certainly need it to have purpose and direction. We know that. You guys playing baseball and being on League 42 teams is better than being in some gang that is out trying to recruit some of those kids. So I'm your biggest supporter. It's an awesome thing you're doing.
Well, I'm not looking at it necessarily for personal accolades. I'm looking at it as an organization was put together to try to lead kids to baseball, and in so doing, help them in other facets of their lives as well. So that's
you got a board of directors that are very talented and passionate, and have helped you. And you had the location there, McAdams, and I was irritated too. They didn't open up the pool so those kids could cool off.
Do you have anything you'd like to say to Jeff, because he's nodding?
You don't
off
have to
past
say anything
him.
To me.
Yeah, no, Jeff is this new young generation. And I think he's got it. I got two young men, two boys the same age that I think are very focused on what they're doing. Don't get too caught up in the good old days stuff like we baby boomers do. Millennials are kind of like cool, and that's why we have the sound effect for all the time. Jeff just says okay or whatever.
That's fine.
It's fine.
Yeah, that's fine. So, and,
thanks, Pastor.
But they're pretty good. I mean, they're doing a good job. So I appreciate Jeff has really matured throughout his years on the radio. I'm really impressed. No offense, his radio commercials, I think, surpassed yours for the tires.
I agree.
Bad, so.
Thanks, Pastor Mike. Now you're just rambling. Talk to you later.
He's right, though. He's right.
Let's take a break. We've got a good show today. Denise Neal from the Wichita Eagle, Kansas.com. joins us at 4:40 to talk about food and dining here in Wichita. At 5:25 today, we'll talk with CBSSports.com's Reed Forgrave. He covers college basketball, the NBA, the NBA draft. Certainly a lot of topics to cover with Reed Forgrave a little bit later in the show. Hang on the air if you're on the line. We'll be back in a moment. This is The Drive on KFH.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.